This is Montana News on the Northern News Network. I'm Adon Elliott. The Great Falls Public Library Board of Trustees announced that the Great Falls Public Library will be open 7 days a week for the first time in a decade. Beginning the week of June 9th, the library will open to the public Sundays for the first time since 2014. Hours of operation will be from 1 p.m. until 6 p.m. The Let's Talk Disability Butte annual event is scheduled for Thursday and Friday at 6:30 p.m. both nights at Montana Tech Auditorium. The event is a production featuring individuals with disabilities sharing their personal stories on stage, their families, advocates, and many others to come together and engage in meaningful conversations. Tickets are $10 and can be purchased at the door or online at orphangirl.org. Keeping you connected, this is the Northern News Network.
What's more dangerous than trying to move a 1,400-pound cow? Not much. In fact, every job in ag work is risky, and that makes ag safety essential. Things like handling chemicals properly, working with livestock, ATV and equipment safety. It's all at safemt.com. Start with our farm assessment, then use our downloads to learn how to work safely and get home to the people you really work for. Ag Safety from Montana State Fund at safemt.com.
I'm Jenny Stovall, born and raised in eastern Montana. I'm a fourth-generational Montanan rancher. As a community, we need to realize that we are only human. We're not superhuman, and that it's okay to be sad some days or need help or ask for help, and that's why we're here, is to help each other. We're secluded and we're isolated, and in order to keep our sanity, we need to help each other out. So if you know anyone that needs help, please send them to beyondtheweather.com for free counseling for farmers and ranchers.
Anderson School Theater students will be presenting this year's musical, Oliver. The production has three shows. The first performance played on Friday night, and the students will be performing today at 12 noon and again this evening at 7 p.m. Tickets are still available for each one of those shows. Joel Crowder has entered the race for the Eastern District Congressional seat held by Matt Rosendale, who is not running for re-election. He'd like to turn the financial ship around that he says started going in the wrong direction years ago.
Spending just became a way of doing business in Washington for a couple decades. And it didn't matter Republicans or Democrats controlled Congress or the White House. And times were good in the 90s. And I think that maybe we had kind of a false sense of security. And then we got into a few wars and more spending and people just kind of forgot to rein things in. And it's always hard once you start going down a path to try and change and change a culture.
I'm Adon Elliott on the Northern News Network.